Good morning, everyone. I come to you bearing gifts. We all like getting presents, right? Here, you take this one. That's right, take it and you can shake it a little bit and go ahead and open it up. Ooh, it's a gift card for a dozen donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. Nice. You guys in Laurinburg know that Dunkin' Donuts is a hot commodity right now. I know you love donuts. Gosh, it's going to be hard to pick what flavors you want. Okay, now it's your turn. That's right, go ahead. It's kind of small, but I think you're going to like it. Rip it open. A car key? You just got yourself a new car! And you just started driving. That is awesome. Now remember, you're going to have to work to take care of that car. But congratulations. All right, this one is yours. Be careful. Don't rip it. Be careful as you're opening it. It's a $100 bill and a gift card to Academy Sports Jackpot. Now you can get that ultra fancy swimsuit and cap you've been wanting so you can swim faster than a dolphin. And you'll have some money left over too. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, though, to win your swimming races now that you have that suit. But also make sure that you keep practicing and do your absolute best. Now, this last one is for you. Ooh, a fancy new mixer. Man, that is nice. And some cool oven mitts. And I knew you've been eyeing that cookbook because I know how much you like that chef and all of her fun, delicious-looking recipes. Remember, keep the mixer clean and wipe it down well after you use it each time. They'll last a long time if you take care of them. Gosh, it feels good to get gifts, doesn't it? Especially when someone has thought hard about the kind of gift you might like and how you might use it. Now, the sermon today is going to be on the parable of talents. Now, let's remember. A parable is a story that Jesus tells us to teach us a lesson. And in this parable, you'll hear the word talent a lot. And you can also think about talent as a gift, the word gift. Jesus tells us this parable to help us understand who God is and what he's called us to do. And in this parable, the master is like God and we are like his servants. When you listen to Pastor Jim read the parable, you'll hear that the master gives his servants talents or gifts, and that the master thought about how each servant could use them. The master didn't want to give his servants more than they could handle. It's no fun when you have too much responsibility. The master gave each servant the perfect amount. Just like the master, you'll learn that is generous with what he gives to his servants, God is generous to us. He gives us plenty of gifts. And our gifts might be things like we own, like money or toys, or they can be actual talents, like what we have the ability to do and what we're good at, like singing or helping take care of people or cleaning or anything like that. Now let's think about the gifts that I gave you or that you got this morning. What can you do with those gifts that you were given today if I told you that the gift is yours, but in a year from now, you're going to have to show me how you used the gift? How did you use that brand new car? Did you drive it carelessly and ignore the speed limit all the time, blare music, and just use it to get away from your parents? Or did you drive it responsibly and drive to practice and go get the grocery pickup when your parents had a busy day at work? And the swimsuit? Did you brag each time you won a race and think of yourself more than you thought of your teammates or opponents? Or did you celebrate your victories as a team and thank your opponents for helping you become a better swimmer? And the cooking stuff. Did you just cook your favorite recipes, or were you thinking of others and what they like to eat? Did you share any recipes with friends and make batches of cookies for your neighbors? I hope so. In the parable, each servant is given a gift, but it was a gift on loan. The gift wasn't actually theirs. It was the master's. The master gave it to him, and the servants had to look after it and to put it to good use with their master in mind. Just like when God gives us gifts, because everything we have is from Him, we need to use what He's given us for His glory, not for our own glory. We have to think about what we have and what we do and how we can bring glory to God when we're using it. So think about all that you have. How are you using your gifts? Are you serving others, helping others, thinking of others when you use your gifts, or are you only thinking of yourself? Let's pray. Lord, help us be generous, loving people who think about others before we think about ourselves. Help us to share what we have and to share our talents and abilities and all of our gifts with others. In Jesus' name, amen.